The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, Hot House Flowers on Radio Nova. This is Kieran McGuinness. This is the All Irish Hour. What we do on the show is we play great music that we know you love, and we introduce you to great music that we think you're going to love. And what a pleasure it is tonight to be joined by one of Dublin's finest bands, one of Ireland's finest bands. It is A Lazarus Soul, and we have Brian, Joe and Anton in studio. How's it going?
Great,
Brian,
Kieran.
How's it going, Joe? How's it going, Anton?
Thanks, Kieran.
It's great to have you. The new album is called No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. There's gigs coming up as well. There's been a brilliant response. How has it felt the last couple of weeks?
It's been deadly. Really kind of unexpected. You know, we thought it was a stranger record than the last one. We've been away for 5 years, but pleasantly surprised, and it's gone down really well. Delighted.
Yeah, yeah, and just so people know, I think you hit the number one in the Irish independent charts, you hit the top 10 in the Irish overall album charts as well.
That which wasn't is, expected.
It's a fantastic achievement, it really is, you know, and I think it's a certain amount of recognition for the albums that you've released so far. It's your sixth album, so, you know, without getting into veteran status, there's been a certain amount of work put in, there's experience there, and I think that's kind of amazing. We're going to be chatting about the album very, very shortly, but before we get into it, the title of the album, No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens.
Yeah, it came from a fall song, Psychic Dancehall. My garden's made of stone, so I'm a huge fall fan.
Yeah.
And when he died, I couldn't listen to him for a long, long time. So I started reading books to kind of get myself back into it. It was about 2 years after Marky Smith died. And I read the lyric in a fall book. And I just got up like an evangelist and started singing No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. And I sent it to Lee Scratchberry. And he did a sampler for me.
Yeah, is that him talking then in the last song?
Yeah.
I was wondering who it was. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
something
fantastic.
That I wanted for a long time. I tried to get for a long time. So I knew when I sang that, I knew I have to get him on this.
Yeah, yeah. There's a title track on the album for people who don't know, No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. It's got a kind of a part in it where someone's talking about the lyrics and talking about a Lazarus Soul. And I was like, trying to figure out who it was because I couldn't find it on Spotify, you know.
Yeah,
and it's Lee Scratchberry, there you go.
And we just asked him to say that line, but he sent back a lot of freestyling, so we made a track out.
Listen, you have to use that when it comes back. So what we're going to do, we're going to chat about the album, but we're also going to look at some songs, maybe some influences, some bands that you're fans of, or maybe just songs that you love, Irish songs. So we'll do that now. So the first up is a band called Sack, who a lot of people know, of course, and the song is called In Flight. And who chose this one?
I chose that, yeah.
Joe?
I recorded this song actually back in the 90s with Sack. Back when I used to work in Sun Studios, I was like working 18 hours a day recording all the punk bands and everything that were going around at the time.
Nighttime sessions.
Sack. I was doing nighttime sessions, and then I'd get 2 hours sleep and come back in for the daytime.
Really?
So we recorded this in Sun, and Sack was just one of the most amazing bands. Even then, I remember seeing Lord John White in the Lark in the Park in the 1980s.
Which was the previous band before.
It was Sack before Sack, yeah. So they've been going for that long, and they've just been just one of the most amazing, and I think underrated, maybe, bands from Dublin, you know, like one of the best songwriters and one of the best singers. Like, he's like the Irish Frank Sinatra, Martin McCann. So
best frontman as well.
And incredible, yeah.
Incredible
so
frontman.
And they're great friends of ours, you know. But and this is one of my favourite songs by Sack.
Fantastic. Do you want to introduce it as your co-presenting?
It's called In Flight.
It's In Flight by Sack on Nova.
This is called In Flight.
Thank you, Martin. That is Sack and In Flight live, recorded live in 2021, one of those mad COVID gigs, which is brilliant. Anyway, we're here. This is the All Irish Hour on the Nova Guest List. We're here with the brilliant A Lazarus Soul. Now we're going to play some brand new music by a fantastic Irish artist called Kinsey. She's been away for a year or two. She had an amazing EP a year or two, and she's back with a new single with a really kind of creepy, a little bit of a sort of a Kubrick inspired video as well. Before we do, brand new artists, lads. Joe, do you have anyone who you're really excited about, brand new artists coming up?
Very excited about Cruel Sister.
Cruel Sister, yeah.
I've actually mastered a couple of Faith Nico, who's the daughter of Dr. Miller.
Right.
Who's a great friend of ours as well. And she's writing some incredible music. And
Cruel Sister.
Cruel Sister,
great. We'll look out for that. Brilliant stuff. And did you have one as well?
Yeah, really good time. So I went to see Cruel Sister and Really Good Time play about 3 weeks ago, and they blew my mind.
Yeah, Really Good Time are fantastic as well. And I think there's a connection there as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so Dylan is Miriam Ingram's son.
So Dylan from Really Good Time. Yeah, so there's some amazing acts on the way up, aren't we? Aren't we blessed? Let's play this, though. This is Stereo Games, brand new from Kinsey on Radio Nova. And before we get into that, if you have questions for a Lazarus Soul, any of the lads, 087 1818 100 or at Radio Nova 100, and we'll get to those in a little while. This is Kinsey. It's brand new on Nova. Yeah, that's Kinsey on Radio Nova and Stereo Games, brand new from her. Very excited about new music from Kinsey. So after the ads, we're going to be chatting about the brand new album, No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens, the sixth album by Lazarus Soul. And we're very, very lucky to have Brian, Joe and Anton in the studio to chat about it, which is fantastic. We're going to play, I think, the second single off the album. It's called Black Maria. And actually, just before we play it, I might get a little... Can you give us a little bit of a detail behind it?
I was wondering where... Well, Black Maria is the prison van, the slang for prison van in Ireland. And I was wondering where it came from, and I searched it on Google, and it's Black Maria in the States.
Yeah.
And I just start singing. Some call it Black Maria, and some call it Black Maria. But it's about police brutality, and mainly towards kind of peaceful protesting, as opposed to the soft-handedness in Coolock and places like that recently.
So. Yeah, exactly. And we might get back to that in a little while. But I think that kind of touches on some of the themes of the album, I suppose. Social commentary, life in the margins, injustice. And we'll get into that in a little while. But first, we're going to play an ad or two, and then it's Black Maria, one of the songs from the brilliant new album by Lazarus Soul. It's Radio Nova. If you'd like to get in touch, 087 1818 100 or at Radio Nova 100 on Twitter or Facebook. Yeah, that is the brilliant Black Maria from A Lazarus Soul, which is the opening track on their sixth album, No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens, a brand new album, as I said, by A Lazarus Soul. And we're joined in the studio by Brian, Joe and Anton. Julie is not here, unfortunately. But,
she couldn't make it over. So she's over in Rennes, as she says.
Rennes. Yeah. And that's also, I guess, that feeds into my first question. So the album is a great listen. It's been a pleasure getting to know it over the last kind of week. It came out a week and a half ago. Brilliant reviews, great response, which is just really pleasing. But it's been 5 years since the last album. So, Brian, I guess, I know that there's a big block of COVID in the middle of that, yeah. but is that the main reason or?
Yeah, well, we do take a long time. Obviously, you know, half was in France and half was in Ireland. So we do take a good while to write it and get it together. But yeah, COVID took 2 years, and then we hadn't really played that many gigs on the last record. So, we decided instead of recording again that we'd kind of do some playing. And when we play, we have to do kind of a couple of weeks rehearsal to get together again, you know. So so we did that. We played some great gigs in 2022, and then we started in 2023. So.
And what's the process of how do the songs come together? Do you want to take that one?
Well, I mean, it's funny for me because I wouldn't even be aware of the songs for a long time. Like, Brian is working on his own for a long time, kind of working on the songs before it even come near us. So it's almost like late in the day by the time I get to it. And then even after that, I'm only involved for a short time, you know, and then Joe and Brian will work further developing the album. So
it's not like an REM where there's a group of guys doing music and then there's a guy doing vocals and then you come together and see where they fit. It's more you wait till the vocals come in from Brian and then you put them together.
Yeah, and I suppose, I mean, the fact that Joe and Judy live in France, they would send music over to me and I'd do, like, you know, basic kind of bass demos, send them back, and we kind of, there's a bit of back and forth then, so we're sort of half prepared.
Yeah, and so then you come together and then you've kind of done all the background work and then it comes together and it comes alive in the room.
Yeah, well, I think the D was recorded in a very specific way.
Yeah, the last album, which is the D between the R and L.
Which we recorded kind of remotely, and I basically had a suitcase of gear and I'd come over to Brian and Brian would record the songs basically into like a tape machine and then I'd take that away. And we did it, and it was very kind of piecemeal the way we did it. And I think this time we wanted to do it differently, so we did really want to have that band feel, So a lot of the kind of gap between the two records was the fact that we were waiting for an opportunity for us all to be in a room together, as opposed to, it's so easy to make a record now,
yeah,
you know, kind of by email, you know, and we just didn't want to do that. We wanted to have that kind of spark, you know, of, you know, you just never know what somebody's going to play in the room, and then you respond to it, and we are all responding to each other. And, you know, to be honest with you, the electricity of this band when we get together is so powerful that we wanted to try and capture that this time, you know.
Yeah, there's a couple of songs on the album that do sound like they were kind of, I won't say, they were felt out in the room. Like there's a song.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, there's one of the songs that's called GIM,
yeah.
which I think it stands for Garda Important Message or something like that.
Garda Information Message.
Garda, yeah, and yeah. that sounds like, it's all, I don't know if it was recorded live. Sounds like it was recorded live.
It was. I mean, we did a session in Rennes, and then literally Brian, at the end, we had like a bit of an hour or two left at the end of the session. And then so Brian said, well, why don't we give this one a go? And it was a song that none of us had ever heard before. And like Brian just bashed it out with me on the guitar. And we record, literally that was recorded in an hour.
Yeah. Right. It just, yeah. But that actually sounds like a something from an earlier album. I was playing songs to my wife, and we were chatting, and my wife Emily noticed the development of the vocal style, and yeah, she thought that song sounded like an earlier vocal style, and I wondered whether or not that's just an unguarded one just comes out, and that's just, you know, playing off the player. So that kind of would make a lot of sense. One of my favorite songs on the album, and I have to say one of my favorite songs of recent times, is the song "The Flower I Flung Into Her Grave," which I think it is kind of a compositional, as someone, I care a lot about the craft of a song, and I could hear the craft that went into the song. I can hear the work and the precision, and it gave me a lot of joy. It's called "The Flower I Flung Into Her Grave." We're going to play it now, and maybe you might tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, it's inspired by "The Bog of Cats" by Marina Carr, which is a play set in the Midlands, and main characters are Hester Swain is the main character in it. So a wild traveller woman living on the bog in a caravan. So I went to see it in the Abbey a couple of years ago, and she blew me mind, and I wrote that song after.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And like, just from a nerd perspective, there's a kind of dissonance in the verses, and then it all just releases in the chorus, which I just think gives it a euphoria, which is excellent. The song is "The Flower I Flung Into Her Grave." It's from the album A Lazarus Soul. Sorry, it's from the A Lazarus Soul album, No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. This is Radio Nova. Yeah, absolutely glorious. That is "The Flower I Flung Into Her Grave" by A Lazarus Soul from the new album. We are here with Brian, Joe and Anton from A Lazarus Soul, and they're co-presenting the show, and what a pleasure it is. Brona texts in, she says that's a great song. It is a great song. Pat says, myself and my wife have seen them every time. They're so underrated. They have great songs, which is great. That's Pat. I don't know if you know Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, and which leads me on to my next question. Phil said, where do the inspirations for the songs come from? Brian?
Hangovers.
Jesus. There's a lot of hangovers. 12 every album. But I guess I think it's from the themes on the album. There's a lot of personality on the album. There's a lot of telling stories. But there does seem to be a couple of strong themes that come out. I guess injustice comes in there a lot. There's a lot of social commentary. And there's a lot of kind of life in the margins, which is a broad kind of topic. But that kind of idea, is that deliberate, or is that something that's what comes out and then you put it down?
Yeah, it just comes out. I was talking to someone the other day, and some of the earliest music that would have been in my house, my brother would have been the likes of Bob Marley, the Specials, and, you know, bands like that who had a very kind of social conscience, you know, that kind of message. And I suppose that's where I kind of wanted to emulate them when I was very, very young.
Yeah, but is that something that you sit down and say, I'm now going to write a song about X, or is it just these are the things that spark off?
Yeah, no, it's never that. It just a phrase or a word or a sentence comes into my head, and I just sing it out. And when I sing it, I kind of instantly know what it's about.
Mm.
And then I follow that. And it very rarely changes. Sometimes when I even change it, it goes back to the original. But the you know, the idea comes from somewhere, and it comes with the melody, a lyric and an idea, and I just follow the idea then.
And so Joe, you produced the album, so are you kind of ruffling through things that Brian has sent in and saying, I think we've done that, but I want to try this? Are you guiding the kind of writing, or are you...
No, well, I'm trying to basically, like, we'll tend to sit at a table and Brian will show me the song, you know.
Mm.
And what I'm really trying to do is figure out what he has in his head, you know, and try and express that, you know, in the best way I can. And, you know, sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm wrong. And Brian will say, no, not that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's a very kind of trial and error, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, it comes across so natural. It comes across so intimate, I think, in a way that sometimes big sounding songs, which some of them do, sometimes you feel like you're putting walls in front of the song, but it never feels like that. It's a real kind of triumph in writing, I think. And there's some great songs on it, as I said, GIM, which is fantastic. The third track, The Dealers, is a great intimate story, I think, comes across so well. And it's just a really enjoyable kind of run through the album. I was a big fan of, I think there's one of the songs, I think it's Wildflowers, very Smitsy, and one of the songs, I think Diver Walsh, is it Diver Walsh?
Yeah.
I think it's very Talking Heads at the start, kind of sounds like, is that the one? I
think Diver Walsh has a kind of very Smith's feel to it.
Yeah, one of the songs was like, that's very Talking Heads. It's just funny. And then, of course, across the feel of the album, there's a lot of, I guess, influence from the Pogues. So this is an 80s, they're all 80s bands, I'm saying. Yeah. And maybe that's not deliberate, but there's a feel in there, I guess.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, our main decade, that, you know, 80s, late 80s and early 90s, you know. So we've got a lot of influences from that time. And
yeah.
They're all the best bands.
Well, look, it's a fantastic album. We'll chat about the upcoming gig. The big gig is on the 26th of October, and we'll chat about that very, very shortly. But first, well, let's play another song, and our co-present, you can introduce us. A little bit of nepotism going on here. So Brian has chosen, let me just check this now, Anton's band, Future Kings of Spain. Is that allowed? Are we allowed to do that?
Of course it is, yeah. I met them. You know, I went to see them play, and that's how I met them. Like, I knew Brian, for a couple of years, but I met Anton and Joey after the first Future Kings of Spain gig. But it was just a really, really wonderful time. I think it's one of the best Irish debuts ever. It was just, you know, it felt like we were in the eye of the storm when that album was released. It went, you know, they were the best band in the country. You know, the Strokes released This Is It, and like, we went up to Belfast and they were supporting, and
wow,
you know, they won Best Newcomer, and just to be around that, it just felt like, you know, our time. It was a brilliant time, really exciting, incredible band, you know. You know, the rhythm section with Tony and Brian just was, they you know, extraordinary strong rhythm section, and it allowed Joey just to be completely wild.
Yeah,
it's a wild front man, and you know, it was just amazing to watch. Like, some of the best gigs, them and the Whipping Boy are some of the greatest gigs I've ever seen. So
yeah, yeah. Do you agree with that, Anton? Is anything you want to?
I can't remember anything. No, thank you, Brian.
Yeah, well, Future Kings of Spain. They, when I was kind of getting into Irish music around the early 2000s, I think that was. They were always on whatever the TV show was at the time. I can't even remember, but and the great videos and all that kind of stuff. So it must have been hugely exciting.
It was. It was great. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. And you brought all that experience into this.
There you go.
There you go. And what a pleasure it is to be still doing, playing music, being creative like that as well. It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's a gift, yeah.
Yeah,
I love it. Okay.
Well, look, let's play the song A Place for Everything. This is Future Kings of Spain. Do you want, sorry, I should have got you to introduce it. You do that. You do your
best radio voice.
I'll
dedicate it to Brown. So it's Future Kings of Spain, A Place for Everything.
Fantastic. It's Radio Nova. Yeah, Future Kings of Spain on Radio Nova, and we have one of the previous kings of Spain, of the Future Kings of Spain, in Tony, in Anton, in the studio. What does it feel? Do you still love to listen to, I mean, do you get excited? Do you get surprised when you hear your songs from 20 years ago?
Yeah, it's nice to hear it. Like, I haven't listened to it in a while, so it's kind of, yeah, it brings back a lot.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to chat about the gig, which is very exciting. The 26th, you've got other gigs coming up. You're playing the 25th of August, supporting The, which is great. But the big gig is the 26th of October in Vicar Street. And I think that'll be a celebration. It feels like it's going to be a celebration.
Yeah, we're living for it. Yeah, we've been building up. We've played, like, you know, we're playing Whelan's with the Button Factory, and this was supposedly the natural progression. That was a big jump. So Sean Stevens talked us into doing this, but I love Vicar Street. I think it's the best venue on the planet.
It's amazing.
I stand up on the balcony and just seeing some of my favourite gigs ever there. You know, Flaming Lips, Vic Chesnut, Smog. Just amazing, incredible gigs. You know, it's my happy place in Dublin. And yeah, just living for this, you know. It's a bank holiday Saturday, so you got 2 days to recover. And,
yes, it is a bank holiday Saturday, that's right. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And what can people expect from the gig?
Just the best. It's going to be like the biggest celebration that and the best gig that we've ever played.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we did an interview with the Sunday Times and recently, and Brian told the interviewer that we were going to wreck the place, and then Bren Berry from Vicar Street told us that we were barred.
Sorry, no, actually, we're not going to wreck it. I'm going to polish the place. Well, look, that's going to be absolutely fantastic. Go and check out that gig, 26th of October in Vicar Street. Go and get your tickets. And go and get the brilliant album, No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. We've got another question in. Sorry, it was more of a comment from Keith. I think you might know you, Joe. The D Between the R and L is one of the best albums in the last 10 years. Hi to Joe from Keith.
Hi, Keith. I don't know which Keith. I think I might know which Keith. But how are you, Keith?
He might come back. And I think a lot of people love that album. And I guess maybe because of COVID, maybe you didn't get to celebrate it as much. Or
we did. You know, we had a tour postponed because of COVID, but then we did come back and do that. It was, I think, a year after it was scheduled, we did the tour, and it was really an incredible celebration, you know. Yeah. And I'll never actually forget walking out on stage in the Budden Factory on that tour, because it was absolutely jammed to the rafters, and it was shortly after lockdown had opened up, and there was just such a feeling of joy in the room, you know. It was really amazing, you know. We were not immune to it ourselves, you know.
Yeah, no, the first gig I did back after COVID with De Laurenti was we were sitting there and the support act played the first song, finished the first song, and everyone in the room clapped, and I got this like fright of how loud clapping is. I forgot. I haven't listened to clapping in 2 years, and I was like, Jesus, you know. I felt like you know,
it was bizarre. I mean, our first gig on that run was at the Doolin Folk Festival.
Yeah.
And I remember the four of us were standing watching Andy Irvine. It was the first live music we'd seen since the whole thing happened. And I remember seeing, I think maybe because of it, Andy Irvine was playing the hits.
Yeah.
So he played You Rambling Boys of Pleasure from After the Break, and I just had tears streaming down my face. I didn't realise how much we needed that, you know, and how much we'd missed it.
No,
it
like an incredible gig connection is I was at a gig last night and one of the songs was played, and it had footage from Gaza over it, and there was a 10-year-old girl. I've got a 10-year-old girl, and she was talking about being 10, and you know, how can this happen? And I just myself and my wife just dissolved, you
crumpled,
know.
Yeah.
And it's funny, just the communal moment. You can't replace it. It's amazing. And look, that'll happen at that gig on the 26th of October. I know it'll be emotional, it'll be intimate, it'll be special. And I think, as I say, people should go and get tickets for that. Now, we're going to take a break and play some brand new music. This is the All Irish Hour on Radio Nova, and it's a pleasure to be here with the Lazarus Soul. It's Nova.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, it's Radio Nova, and we're here with A Lazarus Soul celebrating their brand new album, No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. We're going to play some brand new music now. This is by a great Irish artist called Laura Elizabeth Hughes. Very lucky to play with her recently, and it was just a pleasure to watch her. But she had a lot of kind of folk influences in her music, kind of almost not exactly trad, but there was a bit of that Irish folk, I guess, in there. And I suppose this is something that definitely must have been discussed with you guys, because there is, you know, there is a trad folk influence in the singing. There's a trad folk influence in the they're waving at each other here to go to the mic.
Nobody wants to answer this. Well, I mean, it's a bit strange for us, because we don't think of ourselves as being a folk group, but it is a label that has been attached to us in the last few years. I can understand it, because it was there on the last album. It was sort of bubbling to the surface, all right. But
definitely, yeah, in some of the vocal cadences, you know. It's,
well, because Brian sings in his own accent, maybe, you know. But
no, I think I'd argue there. I'd say that just in the way that the movement goes, sometimes can be reminiscent. I don't necessarily.
Well, Brian, I can't defend you anymore. You're.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be something.
For us, it's a bit odd, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think, look, the best music is a mongrel. It's a connection. It influences, and it's a collection of experiences. And maybe, you know, stories end up, because you're telling stories about people, maybe it becomes people's music, Volk's music, you know, people's music.
Yeah, and we do have, like, you know, like we do love Plank City and Christy Moore and, you know, you know, we love the Dubliners and the Pogues, and you know, so you know,
it's got to go in there somewhere, you know.
Yeah, so it does, that kind of shines through. But the songs come from vocal melody, so you know, maybe there's a bit of that in there.
And
Christy says there is only folk music.
Yeah. Well, he needs to walk to other parts of the shop then. But Lazarus, slam the new trad experience. Okay, well that's terrible. This is a fantastic new song by Laura Elizabeth Hughes. It's called Casual, and it's her second single from an upcoming album. And really excited to hear more from her. This is Radio Nova. This is brand new music. Yeah, that is absolutely special. That is Laura Elizabeth Hughes, brand new music here on Radio Nova. We are coming close to the end of our co-present with the brilliant A Lazarus Soul. And if you don't know A Lazarus Soul, they've had 6 albums and all of them excellent. And the most recent one that came out 2 weeks ago was called No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. How have you found the co-presenting?
Good.
Good, yeah. Do you want to take over?
We're putting our CVs in.
Send in the CV. Well, the big gig is the 26th of October in Vicar Street. We're really looking forward to that. But our last song that we've chosen tonight, chosen by Anton, Tony. Am I calling you Tony? I feel like
it's both. Yeah,
it's both. Okay.
I was Anton growing up, and then people started calling me Tony in my late 20s. I didn't mind it.
So, okay. Yeah. So Tony, I think we can say now after
that's
the
okay.
hour, we're okay. You've chosen Sinead O'Connor's Black Boys on Mopeds. Can you give us a little background on why you chose that song?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I could listen to Sinead sing all day long. She's just incredible. It's her anniversary this week, I think on Friday. And they're going to, they're rescreening that film, Nothing Compares, in Merrion Square. And I think Donald Deneen is talking to Catherine Ferguson, the director. So that'd be good. But the song, I mean, it's about racism. It's about being a mother, just an incredible song. Carl Wallinger is on it as well. I think he arranges it. He died recently, I think earlier this year as well. And I think just simply I could listen to Sinead all day long.
Yeah, it's a brilliant choice by Lazarus. So lads, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in. And best of luck and congratulations on a fantastic album.
Thanks a million.
Thank you
so much. Let's play it with Black Boys on Mopeds by Sinead O'Connor. And as I said, go get the tickets for the 26th of October in Vicar Street and go get the album No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. Good night. Thanks very much, lads.
Thanks, Kieran.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.